Welcome back. It's your boy, back at it again. It's raining outside as I am currently producing this. And these couple of episodes, I've been talking about, you know, the friend zone and relationships and why girls go for assholes. I mean, not all of them, but a majority of them. And nice guys, quote unquote, and being a gentleman and all this mess, in which I want to stir away from that because I can't seem to stir away from this, and that is regards to politics. Now, I guess it's kind of political, but not really. So I found this article on the Medium, and of course the title of it is Reality TV Mattered and We Should Have Realized It. And the author, Katanya Harrison, you know, has some pretty interesting information in regards to that. It's a pretty lengthy article, in my opinion. I guess I'll actually put the link to her works and whatnot. I'll also put a link for this article to go more into detail so you can read it, since it's a very lengthy article. And I want to pretty much just take away from the most important points here. In the article, it goes how reality TV first started and what it was and examples of it, you know, like The Real World and, let's see, The Osbournes, I think that's what it was called. Yeah, The Osbournes, in which was a documented series of Ozzy Osbourne. Goes into detail how reality TV works, reality TV shows and their cast. They portray this certain type of persona in which a lot of people believe that it's their actual persona. The author acknowledges the fact that it's not real, that reality TV is not real, but a lot of people believe that it's real. And a lot of it has to do because it's hard to tell whether it's real or it's fake. And then it talks about why reality TV also cannibalized so much airtime. And the reason why is because it was cheaper to find an unknown cast to produce them to behave ridiculously and to follow them around with cameras than to develop, write, and produce scripted television. And it goes into detail that at some point, these certain channels were what they said they were. Like MTV used to be music television, or that the learning channel, TLC, actually focused on learning. Even Bravo programmed cultural events. And now all these networks have just revamped to prop up reality shows that aren't even real. And as a result, the inability to pin down what's actually happening to separate what's real from what's fake seems to have infected everything. And I mean everything, including politics, including news. You know, take the 24-hour news cycle. They just pay some anchors to go on the air and just fill in the airtime and then just spew as many talking points as the people that were either casted on The Real World did. Essentially, it was kind of the exact same thing. So yeah, the news anchors, just like the people casted in The Real World, they knew exactly why they were casted and played their roles. Like, they knew why. And in hindsight, it was only a matter of time before they were political consequences for blurring the line between real and fake. And she's got a point here, because if you look at politics today, you look at news, you don't know whether the sources they're providing you are real or fake. Heck, for all we know, any scandal that's popping up could be real or fake, or it could just be used for entertainment or just to like make one side of the political party look bad and just to get people riled up. And a lot of people really don't know that reality TV is not real. They believe that reality TV, it's real. The author goes into detail on how the reason why Donald Trump got elected. I mean, many people believe that it was because Donald Trump says some pretty hateful stuff. And of course, our country pretty much was dwelling on hate still to this day. But I don't know if that really is a factor. Maybe there's a little bit more here. But as you know, Donald Trump at some point was part of The Apprentice. And, you know, a lot of the audience shared what he had in mind in that persona on The Apprentice. And people just bought into the persona he played on The Apprentice. And then they knew him as Donald Trump from The Apprentice, that he was on TV. He was rich. He was ostentatious and he was tough. And that was enough for people to actually vote for him. Regardless whether he said some hateful stuff or whether he said racist comments, they still picked him because, hey, he was in The Apprentice. The persona he portrayed there was tough, and it's something that the people as a nation need here in the United States. They need him to be the leader of the U.S. or be president of the U.S. to be more accurate. And maybe that might be it, you know? A lot of people are like, hey, you know, this person maybe can turn around the country financially. And while, yes, he said some pretty mean and hateful stuff. The persona he had in The Apprentice may be enough to actually get us into a more successful country that we were back then. And, I mean, it's kind of shocking just to kind of think about that. So the thing that I'm taking away from this article is that reality TV set the stage for determining what's real and what's fake. And, you know, it got the audience to be like, okay, that's definitely real. It's like you couldn't tell the difference. And then with politics, that kind of like the stuff that was happening in reality TV, you know, the whole entire, I don't know what's real and what's fake. It's really hard to determine. So, I mean, hey, it's consistent. I think it's real. It infected right into other areas, whether it be with news. I mean, it doesn't say anything about sports, but even with sports, it's likely possible that maybe they staged the whole entire results. They're just like, hey, listen, I need you guys to lose for this round, and I need you to win. That way we can keep a little bit of entertainment and get some cash going in, whatnot. But yeah, there's a lot of things here that you should definitely read in here. And I mean, this is pretty much all I had to explain. I think it's kind of shocking that reality TV played such a huge role back then into basically setting the stage up for politics today. Or news today. So this is definitely something different I found, and it's definitely something I wanted to share. Now, I wish I would have constructed this a little bit more organized, but the whole point is this is really important information. This is something to think about in the realm of possibilities that this could be highly possible as of today. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have for this. And again, I'll try to keep finding more interesting articles, and I'll try to diversify things a little bit, kind of lay off the entire being a nice guy and why people do this and relationships, all this mess. Because like I said, I'm not very experienced with them. I'm not a very good marriage counselor. Well, I'm not a marriage counselor to begin with. I'm just a guy that has been observing this. And it's like, maybe there's some things that a lot of people don't see within themselves. So it's okay to have like a pair of eyes just look at you and evaluate you and see what needs to be worked on. Because a lot of us really can't really see ourselves. So everybody else is looking at us. So I think it's best to actually get some takeaway from people that look at you compared to looking at yourself. AKA the FBI, because they're always watching. I bet they're probably making a reality TV of every single individual person here in the US. But yeah, that's all I have for you today. Hope you have a good day, and until next time.